miss out.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is hour number two of USAprepares.com. Frank Underhill's with us. UnderhillSecurities.com. Frank Underhill is the CEO. And we've been talking about the economy. We've been talking about what's wrong with our country. We've been talking about the collapse. We've been talking about how the factory that employed 1,200 people in Virginia in the 1990s collapsed. And how many workers were displaced and what it was like trying to get them back into the job market. Frank, what I didn't tell you, really interesting part of this story, the college invited me to teach these people how to get back into the workforce. It took 9 months. 9 months to do it. And there were a whole bunch of them. And you know how teachers and students get close together and they become like an extended family? Well, all of these guys were a little bit younger than I, and they were all facing hard times because they lost their job and they had no skills that they could use to get them back into the workforce. Well, there's an interesting twist to this. So I worked with these men and women every day for about 9 months. And as we got down toward the end of this nine-month plan, this nine-month, what a government calls a program, that was run by the college, I was employed by the college to do it, I got a call from the guy who was my immediate supervisor. And he said something very interesting. He said, Vincent, you've been working really hard for 9 months. 9 months. And I'll tell you what. Why don't you take a day off? Why don't you take Friday off this Friday and take it off? And you deserve it. And I said, well, why? I mean, there's a lot of things that I need to do. And he said, well, look, I'll tell you what. Just take Friday off. I'll fill in for you. And then when the boss tells you to do something, you know, normally, if it's legal, you do it. And I didn't know what his motives were, but he said, okay, you're off on Friday. I said, okay, I get it. So I took Friday off, and when I came back on Monday, man, I was greeted with hostility and anger like I've never seen before from my students. They were furious with me. And I said, what's the problem? What did I do? And they said, you weren't here on Friday. And I said, I know. I was told not to come in on Friday. They said, are you kidding me? The governor was here. All these government people were here. And you're our teacher and you didn't show up. I said, well, I didn't even know the governor was coming. Nobody told me. Nobody told me the governor was coming. Nobody told me there was going to be any kind of a party or ceremony or photos in the newspaper or we were going to make the radio. Nobody told me. Frank, what I'm telling you is that's what government does. These little people in government feel that they have to steal the limelight. So they told me not to show up so my boss could make the news as if he had done all the work. That's what they do. Interesting, isn't it?
Well, it's the manipulation, and it takes place at all levels, be it in metals or the economy or in what you just outlined. And confusion is their strength, basically.
Yes. Yeah. Confusion is their strength, and so is their perceived and presumed authority. Okay? Like the guy who comes to a person's house and says, I've got a few questions. Mind if I come in? As he's pushing your front door open. And every day when I leave the house, if I go to check on the cows, I tell my mom the same thing. Mom, don't let the dogs out. Don't let the police in. Class, keep that in mind. Don't let the dogs out. Don't let the police in.
You know, I had an acquaintance email me U.S. Checkpoints, and in Arizona, there's border guards working 80 miles, 50 miles north of the Arizona border, stopping people and asking them if they're U.S. citizens, and these people say, I refuse to answer, I refuse, you know, I plead the fifth, and I just funny reactions. If any of your listeners want to go on the YouTube and look for border checkpoints, and, you know, you'll just fall out of your seat laughing how you see average everyday citizens standing up for their rights. Now, myself, I'm against road checks because, basically, you know, if you're in the country, you're free to travel, basically. And it's a fishing trip. And, you know, if they're going to do this, you do it at the border. Stop it right there. You don't need to be on the road stopping U.S. citizens. Now, look, if there's a warrant out for you or there's, you know, egregious, you know, so be it. You know, they have the authority on their side. But generally just stop. Are you a U.S. citizen? Are you a U.S. citizen? What about people here on green cards? What about people here on work visas? Are people just outright vacationing here? Then what happens?
Frank, when I was younger, there was a very, very bright man. I was in the car with him. And I was a young driver, like 17 or 18. And there was a police checkpoint ahead. And I said to this man, what's with this? And he said, well, look, it's okay. If you're not doing anything wrong, it's okay. And I looked at him and I said, I'm not doing anything wrong, and it's not okay. That was my father. My father was telling me it was okay. It's not okay. I agree with a lot of things my dad used to tell me, and I consider him a very, very bright man when he was alive. But it is not okay to be stopped. If you're not doing anything wrong, it is not okay. And it makes me angry just thinking about being stopped. And I've been stopped a lot of times, a lot of times. And each time I'm stopped, I do things that gum up the works. Well, it may seem like they gum up the works. I'm just trying to be really cooperative. It just, as the pressure increases to find my license, to find my registration, to find my insurance documents, it just takes me longer and longer. The more I'm pressured, the longer it takes. The more flustered I get. At least it seems that way.
Well, Vincent, I've been stopped 4 or 5 times in Clark County in my 6 years living here. Then my whole life in Canada, I've never been stopped. I don't even have a ticket. And even though I've been stopped, nothing ever came out of it. I haven't been written a citation or any, you know, just checking, basically.
Well, it's out of control here. We have one of the reasons why I left Virginia was there was a checkpoint, and I was going to visit my father in the hospital, and it was this 2-lane road, and I looked up ahead, and it's like, oh man, it looks like there's an accident. It's the only way to get to Charlottesville from where I lived. And so, you know, I'm on this road, and then there's cars behind me, cars in front of me, red lights, blue lights. Looks like there's a tow truck up ahead, and every car is going really slowly. They approach the state troopers up there, and each, you know, state trooper leans in, talks to the person for a few minutes, and then it's the next person's turn. Well, I stayed back a few hundred feet, being polite, and it was my turn. So I moved up, and the trooper said to me, license and registration. I said, what's going on? That man wanted to pull me right out of the car through my window. I mean, he wanted to pummel me for daring to ask him what's going on. And, you know, of course, Mrs. Finelli's telling me, you know, calm down and everything's going to be fine. And don't start a problem. I didn't start a problem. You know what it was? What they were doing is they were doing license and registration checks. The reason that tow truck was there was anyone who didn't have a license or registration on him or her, they were not allowed to operate that vehicle, and that vehicle was towed to a to the impound area. It was a toll booth that the state police had set up. Absolutely outrageous. And I saw more and more and more of this in Virginia in the 1990s. And I said, this is crazy. I don't want to be anywhere near here. I lived in a town of 500 people. And I was coming home one night with Mrs. Finelli. And there was a checkpoint right on my road. I mean, there's only like 15 houses on the entire road, and it was 3 miles long. Okay? And maybe not even 15 houses, maybe 10. And there was a checkpoint right there. And they wanted license and registration. And what I did was I had my window up, and I looked through the windshield, and it was just at night, like 9 o'clock at night, 10 o'clock at night. I just waved through the windshield, and I smiled, and I kept going right through the roadblock. They couldn't believe it. The cops couldn't believe that I went right through the roadblock and turned down my road. So, I guess what I'm saying is, if you want to help and you want to participate in this, fine. But, make sure you have enough time to find all of your documents and make sure you find all. And what will happen as you try to cooperate, you really gum up the works, because the line behind you is getting longer and longer. And now people are furious, absolutely furious. And what happens at the barber shop, at the beauty shop, they talk about it. Did you see that? Did you see that gauntlet that we had to go through? These cops are out of control. It's taken forever to get through these. Now people are getting mad. And that's what you need to do. You need to cause them to think about what they're actually doing. And you need to point at them. And when you see these cops, point at them and say, yeah, there he is right there. That's him. And they don't like it. They don't like being pointed out. They like being the ones who tell you what to do. They really don't like it when you single them out, especially politicians. They can't stand it. And that's how we can slow down the demise of the United States of America. I don't think we're going to win. I think all we can do is slow down the collapse. Agree? Disagree? What do you think? Did we lose Frank?
Nope, I'm here. I'm here.
I was on a rant, Frank. I was on a rant thinking about the police and what they do. It's out of control.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food during the Freeze-Dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available, over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts, all made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Newcomer from Midas Resources, April 22nd, 2013. Gold up this morning at $1,434.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,471.04, $735.52 for a half ounce, or $367.76 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,471.04, $735.52, and $367.76.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So imagine this. Imagine starting your brand new career on television broadcasting and being an anchor. And then swearing. First few words out of your mouth are curse words. Imagine that. And then imagine losing your job as a result of it. What a bozo. A guy by the name of A.J. Clementi, Channel 5, NBC, North Dakota. So he starts his broadcast, swears, and that's it. He's done. Now, my question is, why? Why do broadcasters have two vocabularies, one for on-air and one for off-air? I think it's crazy. I think it's absolutely crazy. Why not just have one vocabulary and not swear? What's wrong with that? Why not do that? That's just my thoughts. So this guy loses his job. Frank Underhill's with us. Frank, gold and silver. I mean, they went down, down, down. And then it looks like gold and silver were forced out of the weak hands. As we said last week, and I wanted to say this, get your comment on it. During the broadcast, as silver was slipping down into the low 20s, $22 and change, during the commercial break, I called a man I know who has a coin store, and I said, "Are you selling at these prices?" And he said, "Absolutely, and but the premiums are higher." Well, the premiums were $10. $10 on an ounce of silver. So they were as high or higher than they were before the price fell. Frank, what's going on?
Well, I think you're looking at a lot of short covering here. And I think what you saw was it was just a bunch of extraordinary events occurring at one time. I think you had margin selling, hedge fund selling, gold fund selling, possible bank selling. I think a lot of these central banks may even hold gold on margin, or they lease gold out or whatnot. But basically, you're looking at a lot of confusion and hysteria and a lot of guessing going on. I think gold probably is attempting to repair itself. And over the last few days, I think gold sold below $1,300. And now you're looking at it at $1,423, so it's up like over $100 from the lows. And you are seeing people stepping back in and taking a second look at gold. The people are buying it. Funds are probably stepping back in and retranching. And I think that it is settling out here. I don't know how much more damage can be worse. Like, the gold stocks have just been decimated, and they're all trading below 52-week lows. I don't recall when the last time Barrick was trading at under $18. Like, I don't think ever in my lifetime in this sector. You know, there's a lot of company there to move around, but I think you're going to start to see high-cost producers hurt. When Bob Chapman was alive, he liked the low-cost bulk tonnage miners. Even those ones have been a casualty. But if you're holding on to these high-cost ones, or these ones that have crazy mines with crazy geological formations, I think they're going to probably be hurting for certain. Even countries that have high-grade deposits, but in our high-risk areas of the world, like, say, Africa or some countries in South America or the Caribbean, you're going to be looking at pain. But I think generally gold, yes.
Well,
go ahead.
My question is, okay, so if we know this, what do you recommend we do? Do we stay out of mining stocks for right now, or do you think they're low enough to buy? What? I don't have any stock, Frank. I don't own a single share of anything. So,
I sell a strategy. And I think basically, if you're looking at entering it, enter it in bits and pieces. And, no one wants to catch the proverbial falling knife. And I say the same goes for bullion buyers or gold ETF people, or just, accumulate slowly. But, these markets are very sick, and I just want to say, regardless whether it's in gold or silver or energy or gas or what you're seeing on the Dow, I think the markets are still sick. Even though you're seeing these record highs, I think there's a lot of illness still around. And you see in England, even austerity isn't working there. So,
yeah.
And a lot of guessing.
Hold that thought. Frank Underhill, Vin Finelli. Talking about gold and silver and manipulation. We'll be right back.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts, all made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic organic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click bensdiscountsupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on bensdiscountsupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh,
God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Frank Underhill's with us, and class, I just got a text during the first hour of the broadcast, and the text asked me what was the product that I used, what was the product that will work to eliminate pet odors. Now, this is not a commercial, okay? This is a text I received from one of our class, and the question was, if you have pet odors, like cat odor, cat urine is really, really strong, do you have to rip up the carpeting? Do you have to rip up the floor? Do you have to jackhammer the concrete? Do you have to paint it? You know, paint, seal in the odor? No. No, you don't. You can have microorganisms eat the protein and the odor. And I have done that in a property that we bought. And it's really simple. Eric Lancaster is one of our instructors. He's been on the air many times with us on the morning broadcast and the afternoon broadcast. And he is the senior vice president of a company called Terraganix. You've heard them advertised here on Genesis. Terraganix. He's been to our Get Prepared Expo. He does seminars. And this product will eat pet odors. So if you have pet odors and you don't want to rip up the carpeting, you can spray this on. It's a natural microbe, and you can spray it on, and within a couple days, your pet odor's gone. Am I kidding? No, I'm not kidding. So I just looked up the it's on our website. If you go to page one of usapreparers.com, under in the bottom there where we have instructors listed in this section with black and yellow lettering, there's a link to Terraganix. Terraganix. This is not a commercial. This is an endorsement. And Mrs. Finelli bought a gallon of EM1 from Eric Lancaster. We pay what you pay. Same price. We bought it, or she bought it, at the Get Prepared Expo, which was a couple weeks ago here in Missouri. So we use the same products that we recommend on this broadcast. So I just wanted to mention that. Frank, gold, silver. Now, what was happening is the market had really taken a nosedive, but we've had people call us, is now the time to buy? Is now the time to buy? Well, yeah, but you can't get the physical product without paying a high premium because nobody wants to sell at these ridiculously low prices. Is that what you're seeing also?
You know, that's a part of it. And I think the other part is, I don't know what kind of inventories gold dealers have or metal bullion dealers have on hand. But I've heard that it does take a little bit longer because to acquire it, because, like, you know, most people, these bullion dealers, they deal in large quantities. They probably don't want to be caught holding a big inventory because they're in the markets every day, you know, buying and selling themselves, and they too are in a way investors, and they probably got a bigger risk because when they do buy, they got to like cut the check for like face amount right on the spot there for delivery to their customers. And if they are charging high premiums, then that's part of the risk trade that they take. And, you know, they have very little wiggle room to recover losses because they do go and buy and immediate delivery. So that's probably consistent with what I'm hearing, you know, vis-a-vis third party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. And like silver down here at what, 23 and change. Holy smokes. I thought, when it was, you know, below $30 was grave. And seeing it down here.
Well, we told our class and we told our listeners to hang on. They are trying to steal it from us at these very, very low prices.
You have to hang on. You know, if you're in it, you're in it. And, you know, you can sell and take, you know, staggering and if not devastating losses. But, you know, I don't claim to take out a crystal ball, but I've seen this, and you're seeing gold, you know, roar back well over $1,400 in just a few short days. So it's a very hair trigger, emotional investment people can make.
What do you think about margins? Would you be in the market with margins?
Margin is what caused this, and the reason being the biggest manipulation is prima facie when the CME raises or lowers margin rates. Raising margin on gold, raising margin on silver at these low prices, the commodity prices, I think is a great hindrance to the markets, and I think, if anything, it scares investors away.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what. I used to design computer systems for banks, and I'll tell you what, I would not want to be known as a banker today. I really wouldn't. I think people look at bankers, they look at government employees, and they look at them as people who don't have honest jobs. And, you know, I know a really good banker. His name is Kevin Robertson. He's one of our instructors. But for the most part, when I think of banks, I think of, you know, the words that come to mind are theft, usury, fees. Yeah, I got a letter from our bank. We deal with a small bank in our community. It's almost a 50-mile round trip for me to go to the bank. And that's the nearest one. And they sent me a letter. They sent it to me every year. It's a term. It's fees and it's a fee schedule. And it's a full page of small print of fees that this bank charges. You know, if you want to have a letter of a letter saying that your account is stable and you're good for writing the amount of X dollars in a check, if you want that written, that's $29. So, for example, if I wanted to go buy a tractor somewhere and I said, you know what, I'm not going to bring $40,000 in cash with me. I'll just bring my checkbook. But I want this guy that's selling the tractor or the auction house to know that it's a good check. So I'd like to take the tractor with me, you know, the day that I buy it. So I need to make sure that my bank will let this seller know that I'm good for the money. $29 for a letter that says that. Well, I called the bank, you know, with all these little fees and telephone transfer fees. And I mean, it's on and on and on. I called them up and I said, I got this letter. I'm really confused. This doesn't apply to me, does it? And they said, oh, no, that doesn't apply to you. That's all you have to do, class. Call them up and say, you're really confused. These terms and conditions, they're for other people. They're not for you, right? Call them up. It works. Another thing you can do is you can call your phone company up and you can say, you know what? I'm paying too much for my phone service. I'm going to have to disconnect it. Can you reduce my phone bill? They'll drop it $10 a month on the spot. Telephone bill, your television, you know, satellite television service, easily. That 2-minute call is going to save you $120 a year each time you make a call to your telephone company and to your satellite television company. Now, I have a telephone, but I don't have satellite TV. But I just want to let you know, or your cable company, they'll drop it on the spot because they don't want to lose you as a customer. So what about Europe, Frank? What's happening in Europe?
Well, obviously you're seeing austerity is failing over in Europe. It's just gotten worse. Mm-hmm. The pound has gotten lower. Mm-hmm. And any method of trying to correct the remedy, the problem only seems to compound the problem. I have overseas investors, and they just say how it's just a basket case over there. And these aren't, you know, people that want to see, you know, the end of the world, basically, but they see it for what it is. Every time you turn on the TV, you only hear more doom and gloom from the European central bankers. And, you know, that's why the euro is in such disarray. And they talk, you know, I asked about, is there going to be a collapse of the euro? And, you know, he's just an investor. And he said, claims that as much as they seem to want to hold on to this euro very, very, it's very dear to them. And they don't want to get rid of the euro. But I think really the only way they can come out of it is just to get rid of that euro and have everybody go back to their own currencies. You know, just like here, that's why I don't think you'll see a common currency between Canada, the U.S., Mexico. It just would not work because countries have different economics and economies, and how can they share a common currency? You look at South there, they're so corrupt and everything. Even though it's corrupt here, it's probably not as corrupt as it is down there. So when you got all these countries like in the PIGS or in Eastern Europe or there's no transparency. There's no certainty. When you have Cyprus, they can go in and walk out with a quarter of your bank account. These are not fertile areas for investment, period. But what people can do is buy metal or buy something that is of tangible. You look at, people say, well, price is going down. Is real estate an option? Well, you got to remember, when you're buying real estate, again, it's margin. You are borrowing to secure something. So I don't recommend real estate either.
Well, for a lot
especially
of people,
when you're locked into what interest rates, short-term interest rates are doing, definitely it's not a class to be looking at, no matter how low it is.
For a lot of people, real estate is done on margin. And Frank, our daughter lives near the District of Criminals. And I advised her to do something that I can't believe I did it. I mean, it's so unlike me. We own everything outright. We own our farm. We don't have any debts on our cars. Now, we drive old cars. But I advised her to borrow as much as she could as a percentage of the purchase price, because I figured she's going to have to lock the door and walk away from her house when the economy collapses, when the current regime gets out of office. I'm not kidding. I'm Ben Finelli. Frank Underhill. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, there are three hospitals that have been evacuated after bomb threats in Alabama. The bomb threats were telephoned in. Three hospitals were evacuated. And that's just one event. And also, let's see, we have in Pennsylvania, Shopping Village, bomb threat. Iowa, a neighborhood. Bomb threat. In Florida, office building, bomb threat. It's out of control, absolutely out of control. Frank, we've got Mark with us, joining us from the East Coast. Mark, you're on with me and Frank Underhill.
Hello, Vince. I just wanted to, I know you're about ready to wrap up here. I want to bring a perspective of something that happened there in Springfield, Missouri. And this, you know, that company, General Electric, you know, we bring good things to life. And that guy named Jack Welch, who's like the corporate hero. Well, a few years back, my sister has worked for General Electric there at that factory. And I don't know if you've ever driven by it, but it's a huge, huge place. And they were in business for the longest time, making motors for different appliances, for compressors and refrigerators and all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. So it turns out that she was hired on, at the time she was hired on with a lot of other workers. And turns out that 6 months before her 25 years where she could was eligible for a pension, General Electric surprisingly decided to sell the company. Now, what happened is my sister was going to end up receiving approximately $1,800 a month for her pension. Once that triggered in at 25 years. But because General Electric sold the company to another company called Beloit, now she's only going to be getting $600 a month. Isn't that incredible? And then we'll find out further down the rabbit hole that actually Beloit is a subsidiary of General Electric. Don't you just love it how these giant corporations, through the sleight of hand, through the stroke of a pen, and through shuffling of papers, corporate papers, they can get away with this kind of thing? I call that theft. I call it stealing. They stole my sister's pension. What do you think about that, Vince?
Well, let me take that and I'll raise you. I worked for a bank, and we brought in some General Electric management. And what they do, General Electric has a policy, a management policy, where they fire the bottom 10%. So everybody gets a performance review. And they say, well, you know what? The bottom 10%, we don't need them. Let's fire them. And that's a management strategy. So General Electric fires the bottom 10%, whether they need to or not. I mean, the bottom, it could be that the bottom 10%, there might be some really good people in there. They're gone anyway because of the bottom. So that's General Electric. I have no respect for General Electric. I despise their appliance construction. I think they make the most miserable refrigerators, the most miserable washing machines. And certainly they make defective designs in their nuclear reactors. I haven't been sued by General Electric. I guess that's coming this afternoon. But I want nothing to do with them. They don't pay taxes. They've gotten away without paying taxes. They've polluted the entire planet with their design of the nuclear reactor that melted down in Fukushima. They make crappy appliances. We have one of their dishwashers. I hate it. I have to keep fixing it.
Here's the other thing, Vince. Are you ready for this? This shows you the level of appreciation that they have or respect for their workers. Throughout all those years, every year it would come around. You know, it would come around and some people would stir it up and try to bring the union into the tent. And the worker says, no, we believe in our company. We don't want the union. We don't want the union. Every single year. Are you ready for that? And then that's the appreciation that General Electric shows to the people after all those years of not going union. Jack Welch is not a hero. He's a scoundrel, if you ask me.
Mark, thanks so much for your call. Frank Underhill, any parting comments?
Action. And, good luck to her and good luck to you, Mark. Thanks for calling.
Frank Underhill is going to be with us every Monday, 2 hours. Every Monday morning, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USA Prepares Class. We are in trouble. Employees have become mercenaries. Why? Because the employers have made them mercenaries. Yep. We're going down. Above all, honesty and integrity, what happens next is up to you. Thanks so much, Frank.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.